Welcome to the Insurance Business Babes podcast, where we show you how we've grown our insurance and related businesses through talking about what works for us, what didn't work, and we'll help you grow your own business through our struggles and our successes. This show is owned by CMed LLC and hosted by Kathy Klein and Joanna Wyckoff. And now, let's get busy. Last week, we talked about how to manage and protect your business. This week, we're going to talk about how do you know which trainings to go to? I get so many invites to go to so many trainings. And sometimes these insurance carriers, they send me an email that says, hey, we're going to have a meet and greet. We want you to come to Columbia at 10 a.m. for coffee. I'm like, do you know how far Columbia is from me? There is no way I am driving to coffee. That's not even a training. That's just a meet and greet. So how do I know, Joanna, which training I should attend? Let's talk to the listener about that.
Yeah, this is a great topic. Thanks so much for bringing it up. So first, I would look at your calendar. And in your calendar has to be all of your major blocks of time. So for me, I do trainings for my agents every Monday and Friday at 10 a.m. Eastern time, right? I cannot get away from that blocks. It's solid, right? I'm not canceling that unless the earth is on fire and we have a hurricane, a FEMA disaster, right? And then I want to make sure that the training is pertinent to where I'm at in my business today, and it's pertinent to the carriers I'm actually selling, right? I get invited to trainings around the country because I have a bunch of non-resident licenses with carriers around the country. So one of my favorite carriers out in like Utah invites me to those Catholic coffee conversations too. And here's the thing, Kathy, I just delete it because I know that they're just sending it to everybody who has a contract with them for that state, right? I just delete it because I was like, I'm not going to go to Utah for coffee today, right? Thanks anyway. Thanks for thinking of me. But the other ones, you know, and a lot of times I'm trying to work with my carrier broker managers to give me more of a heads up because sometimes I get notifications of trainings that's like tomorrow. Oh, and it's something I do want, but it's tomorrow. And I have a schedule that I've already built out, right?
I'm just thinking, do they not realize that we have calendars and that we are doing things? And usually I need at least 2 weeks notice before I can schedule something. Sometimes I get these things. You're right. It's like tomorrow. I'm like, are you kidding? I would love to go to that, but there's just no way I can do it. Now, I did make time. I have to tell you, I got a notification from one of my favorite carriers and an FMO that I used to be with. Mm-hmm. And they had a little get together in Savannah on the riverboat. Mm-hmm. And I definitely made time to go to that. And I thought, hey, well, I wanted to go. But they gave me enough time. They gave me like 3-4 weeks notice.
And one of the caveats I see with a lot of agents who are newer in the business or who are struggling with production is they spend a lot of time in trainings all week long and not enough time talking to people. So there has to be a happy balance. You don't want to be in webinars every day, all day long. And it has to be pertinent to where you're at now. Some of the trainings I've seen offered would be way too skilled for the new agent who's trying to make sure that they have enough apps to pay their rent this month. So I pass these things through multiple sieves. Does the information that they're presenting, is it pertinent to my business or my business in the near future? Are the people who are presenting it licensed insurance agents who have done what I want to do? Can I watch this by a recording?
Right.
Because some training you don't need to drive to or fly to. If you can watch it on a webinar at Saturday at 10 o'clock at night when you're in your pajamas. The business has changed. Back in 2017, when I was a rookie agent, Kathy, nobody believed in webinars and Zooms. It was all come here at 10 o'clock in the morning. And I'm like, but I have a day job working for the government. I was still working. I could never go to the trainings and I missed out on a lot. But now almost everybody records everything. I'm having a massive training next Saturday and I'm recording it because I know that people have lives. I know that my moms and my dads are going to be at soccer. I know that people want to go fishing. I know people want to go to the beach. So I make it convenient for them to watch at their leisure. When you find time, please watch this training. Pass it through those sleeves. Can I watch it on a webinar at home in my pajamas? Do these people have books of businesses that I can replicate? Because sometimes, Kathy, people are talking. I made a meme about this today. You have to be careful listening to people who haven't done what you want to do. Because there's a lot of unlicensed marketers out there who have never built books of businesses trying to train agents on things they've never done.
You know what they call it?
What do they call it?
Fake it till you make it. That makes me so mad because, yes, you do need to act confident, but there's a line that you need to draw in the sand as far as following people who have never done what they're trying to teach you how to do. So I totally agree with you, Joanna. Totally agree.
The other day, one of my friends made a comment about how many people were at this national conference in the Capitol. And she was like, this is amazing. You guys should all be here. And I said, honestly, a lot of my agents should not be there because it doesn't pertain to them. A lot of my new agents don't have the capacity to understand the legislation, and they need to worry about paying their bills for the 3-1, 4-1, not spending thousands flying to a conference when the information doesn't pertain to them. And they don't have the capacity to understand the details of it. If you're a skilled agent with a book of business and you can go on vacation at leisure and not worry about missing phone calls and stuff, you're at a different spot than a newer agent who hasn't built a book of business. They can't go on vacation whenever they want. They still have to answer the phone. They still have to prospect. So there's different types. Like, what's good for me might be different than what's good for Kathy or so-and-so. So you always want to make sure that you pass it through multiple sleeves. There, don't come to a conference just because Joanna's going to be there.
Right. Well, you and I talked about a conference that I really wanted to go to, and I got comped a ticket to.
Yeah.
And I made the decision I couldn't go because it was right before the trip that my husband and I are going on. It's going to be 3 weeks. And the last time I did a trip right before another trip, I got COVID. My husband was like, well, I don't want you to get COVID right before this trip because I was going to have to fly there. Even with a free ticket, it's still pricey because you still have to get there and you still have to pay for a hotel while you're there.
Yep.
But I was looking forward to hanging out with you and some of the other people that I know. But yeah, so maybe it's not business. Sometimes it's a personal decision. We've got a lot of things that we can go to.
Yeah. So I actually have to make the decision. This podcast might be released after or so, but I have to move my household halfway across the country in the next couple of weeks. And I don't know if my truck is going to deliver my household contents in time for me to go to one of the conferences. And I'm always good for a party. I like to go to conferences to hang out with my friends because it's lonely over here in Georgia. It is lonely sitting here looking at computer screens and not having my colleagues to hang out with and everything. So I like conferences, especially for the socialization aspect of it. I get to see my friends from around the country and stuff. But gosh, I might have to miss this one. I called some of my friends yesterday and I was like, I don't know if my truck is going to deliver in time for me to make it to Las Vegas. And they're like, oh my God, you're going to miss it. But it's a personal thing. I really might not have any choice. And who's going to sit in my house just waiting for 3-4 days for a truck to arrive? No one, right? So sometimes life comes up, right? But you have to decide. Agents as well. Is this something that my family is good for my family as well? Especially if you have a wife and kids or husband and kids. Should you be away for that long a time? One of my partners, I said, you know, Zach, you should not be at 4 conferences in 1 month because you have a pregnant spouse and 2 little kids and just go to one. The world will survive with you just being at one. And I agree with you. So sometimes you have to make decisions like that. Does it fit the lifestyle of my family? Because you do not need to be at every conference in the insurance space all March, April, May, June. That's when most of the conferences are, is between these 6 months. And I get invited to a bunch of them to speak as a speaker. But guess what, Kathy? I'm conducting business. I am going as a speaker and I have a university that I sell. I'm conducting business. I'm not going just for the fun of it. My new rule is if I am not making money at a conference, I cannot go. That's my new rule because I was going to a lot of conferences. So I have a rule. If is two or more of my agents gathered together, like church, do I need to be there to support my agents or am I making money? And if neither one is true,
you can't just go for the party, Joanna.
I love the parties. I love the lazy rivers, but I got to pick my battles.
We do. And as insurance agents, if you're not an FMO or an upline and you're just a regular agent, I like conferences. And the reason why I like them isn't necessarily to, this is going to sound bad. And when I was a newer agent, I didn't really understand. And yes, you learn a lot when you're sitting in the audience. But I tend to learn more in the hallway when I'm talking to one-on-one or a group of three people, small, very, very small groups. I tend to learn more in those conversations than I do in the audience, if that makes sense. And I'm a speaker too. I've spoken at conferences before, but even as a speaker, I tend to learn more in the hallway. Now, it's those hallway conversations that I really cherish. If you are struggling, if you're in the stage where you have 100 clients, well, if you're in that hustle stage, your renewals are not enough to pay your bills. Maybe you shouldn't be gone for 2 weeks out of the month. You need to be calling people and letting your clients know that you're there for them so that you get referrals. There's a lot of things that you can do at home. But if you do go to a conference, remember the podcast episode a little while ago where I said, buy postcards. Make that worth your while so that your clients know that you're out there learning stuff that's going to help them. Come back, you can send an email. Hey, I just learned more about hospital indemnity. You have a Medicare Advantage plan. I think we should talk about this. So there are ways that you can get more bang for your buck in the conference. Don't just go and then not do anything.
So that's what happens a lot, though, is we go to conferences and we get all pumped up. And then when you go home, you don't implement the action that you said you were going to do. And I'm with you. I learn more in the hallways usually than from stage or at the dinner table. I love having dinner and lunches with different people of different backgrounds because I learned so much from talking to other agents. So I love the social aspect of it. But you have to make sure that you pass it through. What is my game plan for going to this conference? And what is my hope that I'm going to take away from it? What do I hope to accomplish? Last year, when I planned on going to one of the big conferences, I'm a boutique FMO SGI. So I have a downline and I had the responsibility of seeking out IMOs to make sure that my choice in new partnerships was going to be the right choice. When I committed to going, I wasn't at my new home yet. I actually ended up meeting my new partners there face to face, eyeball to eyeball, had dinner with them. It solidified my decision to go with them. We were able to break bread together. They had done an amazing job for me and they promoted my business and everything. But sometimes you have to have an agenda. When I go to this conference, what is my agenda? What am I hoping to get out of it? Because if you're not hoping to get anything out of it, you're just going to hang out with Joanne and Kathy, it might not be a good business decision. We would love to hang out with you, but at the end of the day, you have to make dollars make sense.
Otherwise, you won't be there the next year because you might be out of business.
Exactly, because you spend all your time at conferences.
Exactly. I recommend that if you do go to a conference, that you put time in your calendar that following week to implement. Yeah. Block off several hours to implement the things that you've learned. Otherwise, you're going to put that away and you're going to forget about it. And then you just wasted all that money and all that time going to that conference and you didn't do anything.
100%. One of my favorite conferences is coming up in June and I'm speaking and Kathy's going to be there and we're going to get to hang out and everything. But I tell my agents, I was like, this is like my family reunion, but come with an agenda. come in and we're going to train on this, this, and this. So if you don't walk away with anything else from anybody else, you at least got this. And you got to see my pretty blue eyes in person.
Now, not this time, but wouldn't that be fun at some point in the future if we did a live recording where people could watch us record live?
Oh, yeah.
And then we could do like a Q&A afterwards. Wouldn't that be fun?
We probably should do that in June.
I don't know if I have time to put that together. But if you want to put that together, it's just the recording would be different because we'd have to use a different platform to record. Because listener, Joanna and I aren't sitting at the same table. We're using a platform. It's not Zoom, but it's a platform made just for podcasting. If we were recording live, we'd have different equipment. I have that equipment because I used to record that way. Not this show. That was the Rock Your Retirement show when it first started back in 2016. I would bring two microphones and I would do live recordings with these microphones. So we'd have to figure out how to set all that up. And
I will have some manpower there. Zach is going to be there. He's pretty proficient at the technology side.
Well, if you want to set it up, we could certainly do it. Or if it wasn't just us, we could interview other people while we're there.
Sure.
We could make it a little bit more interesting. So yeah, that would be fun to get that set up.
All right.
You're in charge. You're in charge of it.
See what happens, listener. Whenever you volunteer something, you might become the voluntold.
That's right.
My agents too. Whenever they suggest something, I'm like, oh, guess who gets to lead that project?
So now Joanna's in charge of getting the equipment and getting everything set up. We can either do some preset appointments for the interviews, or we can just tag people there. Hey, you want to come on the show? And
awesome. But yeah, so when you are looking at your career training and training offered by external sources, just make sure it's pertinent to what you're doing today and pertinent to your business in the near future. Because I've had agents who've wanted to attend some of my trainings. I'm like, listen, you haven't even done your AHIP and your carrier certification. This is going to go over your head. I don't think it's a good use of your time. What would be a good use of your time is to go do that training and watch my recording after you do that training. I told an agent that today. I was like, listen, you have to do this and this and this first before you can attend my boot camp because you're not going to understand it.
That makes total sense. You've got to learn how to crawl before you can walk. You got to learn how to walk before you can run, right? There are steps involved. So I agree with you. It's probably a good thing to pick your trainings. And I'm sorry you might miss one of these trainings that you were looking forward to going to. I know I had to miss two this year that I really wanted to go to. I wish I knew way in advance. Hopefully we'll know a year in advance so that I can block out my calendar for some of these trainings.
Planning a conference is not easy for the listener. I have friends that have planned conferences and it is quite the feat. Just trying to get venue space is quite the feat because I've tried to get venue space and that is so hard, especially relying on these venue spaces to return calls and see if they have enough space and seating and XYZ. Because I was looking for space in Savannah to have my own before my friend has his for my own personal agents. I wanted a meeting spot and I can't find anybody. We're like 3 months away. I can't find a venue. So I'm still looking.
How big does it need to be?
I don't know, about 100.
Well, if they want to drive over to where I am, I might be able to talk to the HOA to see. I know they rent space to outsiders.
Well, that's a good idea. I might look at HOAs. Yeah, I didn't think about that. I was just looking for traditional venue space like hotels, but I should have looked outside of hotels. That's a really good thinking outside the box.
Yeah, not everybody has cars though. And
yeah,
where I live, it's 30 minutes away from Savannah. So, I mean, that's a pretty long schlep for people. I don't know. But I wonder if there is another venue if you can't get a hotel.
Probably. Well, I just have to think outside the box. You're right.
Oh, you know what I used to do? And I don't know. They probably wouldn't have 100, though. I've had parties at assisted living communities.
We could go party with people in wheelchairs and dementia. Yeah.
No, a lot of times they will let you have their space, their big open room, their party rooms. You might be able to rent.
I mean, they would probably be trying to solicit people in the lobbies. Who's your Medicare agent?
That's true. You got to control your agents. You got to control your agents. But let me tell you something about those communities, those assisted living communities. Let me tell you what they do have. Mm. They have good food.
Oh, yeah.
And they usually have alcohol.
Oh.
And so another thing, what about a senior center? I bet you could get a senior center to rent you a space.
Sir, why I hang out with Kathy, she thinks outside the box.
We need to get a bus, though, to transport everybody from the hotel to the senior center.
Well, I think it's possible because a lot of people like to arrive early for conferences. I know I do. I don't like to be rushing into the party, especially because planes sometimes land late. You never know, right? So I always plan to get into town a day early, at least, especially with changing time zones so I can decompress, take a shower, get all pretty, make sure I have my pretty lipstick on for everybody and just chill. So like when I go to Las Vegas, I like to like test out the pool and everything. So yeah, so it's good times. Awesome. Well, I hope to see people in one of these conferences, just one. I don't want to see you all everywhere. Yeah, I don't think agents should be at all 20 different conferences, you know, because you have to get some business done. It's not financially feasible unless you're making money at conferences as like a vendor to be everywhere. You shouldn't be at every NABIB and every national conference. When are you going to get some business done? You know, and when are you going to go on a real vacation with your family? Make sure you pay attention to your family and their needs as well. Unless you're single and no kids like me, you can just go. Many people have spouses, though, and you don't want your spouse to be going, another conference? What do you do over there? It's just pick your battles and see if there's a webinar or a live recording of said conference. So I know some of them have live recordings.
They do. A lot of them have live recordings. I mean, it's not the same for sure.
It's not.
But a lot of the information that you get, you can get in the recordings. But I do like to go live. But listener, let's say you want to do conferences. Let's say you want to do 4 conferences a year. Maybe one of them is with other insurance agents and the other 3 are with seniors, people that could be your networking partners, you know, your centers of influence. People who could actually refer business to you. Don't get me wrong. I refer business to other insurance agents. Not so much anymore direct referrals because I have the directory, the certified Medicare agents directory. I usually try to make a referral to somebody in the directory now. Oh, you meet people. I've given you referrals before.
Perhaps.
So you can meet people that will give you referrals, but that shouldn't be your primary reason for going. The primary reason for going to an insurance related conference is for the information, but you can go to other conferences where you may get referral partners or actually clients. When I lived in San Diego, every year they had a big conference just for people over the age of 60.
Planning an insurance conference is a lot of work. Joanna does not want to plan a conference. Now, I might host a different type of venue, but I have no desire to do what my friends do in this industry. It's a lot of work. I see them spend the thousands of hours and millions of dollars on it. It's a lot of work.
You can lose money. You can lose money if you host a conference.
Several of my friends lost money the first 2-3 years of their conferences. And it wasn't for lack of trying or anything. These venues are pricey. The technology is pricey.
That's why Joanna and I are not going to do a conference. We're going to do a cruise. We're going to do a cruise conference.
You weren't supposed to tell everybody, Kathy.
We already talked about this.
Oh, did we? All right, yes. So Joanna and Kathy are going to do a cruise conference 2025.
We don't know.
That's why we're going on all these cruises. It's research purposes.
Oh, is it now? Maybe I could write this off. No, I can't. But it will be fun. Joanna probably can, but I can't write mine off because I just go to have fun.
My last cruise was with one of my insurance partners, licensed GAs. My next cruise in a couple weeks is with 2 of my other insurance partners that do ACA with me. And we were working the entire time because guess what? When 2 agents are together, what do you think the main topic is?
Insurance.
Thing is, and it's not work for me. Like, it's not work because it's what we love. Like Kathy and I can stay here all day and talk because we're passionate about what we do. If you love what you do, you'll never work another day in your life. But we are chatty Kathys when it comes to not just insurance, but technology for business and stuff like that. And that's why I love Kathy. It's the business of insurance, the insurance business babes. That's how it came about.
That's right.
It's not just insurance. We talk about much more than policies and stuff. We talk about the business and being entrepreneurs and stuff and being business owners and all these other things. That's what we love. And that's why we're going to do a conference and invite all of our friends. Because guess what? What could be more fun than being on vacation on a cruise ship where they're cooking for you. They're making your bed for you. And you just wake up and walk down and find food that you like in one of the restaurants and hang out in the pool with us with your favorite drink in your hand and stop by an island. And what could be more fun than that?
That's right. And you have a few sessions per day, whatever it is. So we've got to have some sea days in this conference.
A couple sea days.
And maybe we'll go to Barcelona again. I've got my 10 sea day thing coming up here pretty soon.
Barcelona is quite the trip. I don't think we're going to do that this year. It's probably going to be something around the Caribbean.
Well, there won't be a lot of sea days in that.
There's usually going to from Miami to the islands is usually one sea day each day or two sea days. Usually, I had three sea days.
Oh, you had three in a 7-day trip?
Yeah.
That would be enough. We just have to check it out with a CPA, make sure that it's going to qualify for tax deduction. But if not, still fun to get together with people.
And right.
Exactly. And still have some educational topics for you. Okay, well, speaking of picking your trainings, we hope that that'll be one that you pick when we get it scheduled. And Joanna, thank you so much for breaking it down for our listeners. And for the listener, we'll see you next time on the Insurance Business Babes podcast. Bye.
Bye.